Episode 457, December 16th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've got Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
What's up, everybody? Rob and Joe Show. Christmas? You done with your shopping, Joe?
No, I haven't started yet.
I'm behind. I guess it did come faster this year because of the late Thanksgiving. Obviously, it's the same time every year, the same date. But like, it does feel like it's come up on us quicker, right?
It's a different world now because, you know, there used to be a lot of pressure to Christmas shop.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go online. It's not going to be a problem. They'll be ready for me.
A lot easier.
I've got all my shopping done, and I've got everything wrapped.
Of course you do.
Did you go out, Robbie?
I did have to go out for something, but mostly I did my shopping online. And I regretted it because I had bought one gift certificate online. I thought, this is easy. I should have gone to the store. I don't want to say what store it was, but it was a pain in the ass.
So I went to see the movie Knives Out.
Yeah, the murder mystery clue kind of show, maybe.
Yeah, and there's a couple things I thought of when
ensemble
I saw it.
Ensemble cast.
You know, the first thing I thought of is that, you know, our murder mysteries, they're not that bad. Now, I'm not talking about the funny. Obviously, they're funny. By the way, this movie was really good, right?
Yeah.
But it's the same shit.
In terms of the quality of the mystery?
Well, no.
That's saying a lot about our writing ability.
I'm talking about the way that they, right. It's like, well, actually you now, but it's all the same. Oh, he happened to be sleeping with this person.
Of course.
Oh, he told him he was writing him out of the will. Oh, he all the same shit. It's all the same. There's no, they're not better than us, right?
I think that is the genre.
And there was nobody in there that's as funny as Eric, Tommy, and Justin.
Nope.
That didn't happen. So.
What about as funny as Katie?
There was a couple people as funny as Katie, but that's it. Hey, I will say this. Whoever the main girl is in that, the main person.
And
she
Knives
was,
Out?
Yes, the main female lead.
You don't know who that is?
No, but she's going to be a big star because she is so fucking likable. I wish I knew her name. You're looking it up.
She was just nominated for Golden Globe, Joe.
Oh, she was? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. She is so likeable. I don't know that she's, unless she's nothing like this character, then she's a great actress, but yeah.
Anna de Armas?
That must be her. Now, yeah, she's hot, clearly. She didn't look like that in Knives Out.
That's her?
It must be her. She didn't look like that. She's supposed to be like from another country, you know, like a South American country in this, but I think.
Well,
like she's from Mexico or Brazil. I know Mexico's in North America, but she immigrated here because her mother in this is not here legally, and that's also part of the plot. But anyway.
Yeah, she plays Marta Cabrera.
That's it, Marta. Exactly. Yes. Yep.
All right, look out for her. She's born in Cuba.
Yep, there you go. She's Cuban. That's South American country, mm-hmm. Cuba.
She sounds she sounds like a keeper. Toni Collette's in that. I'm a big fan.
Oh, no, there's what's her face? The Activity Lady's in that.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. That's a joke that we made.
Daniel Craig is in it. Captain America's in it.
Yeah, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson.
Yeah, Michael Shannon. Yeah, he's in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a good cast.
Good stuff. So, speaking of movies and speaking of Christmas, Tawana and I got into this conversation at work, the debate that everyone now debates is Die Hard a Christmas movie.
Right, every year.
Right, and she was very passionate that it is. And I love Die Hard.
And I agree on movies.
Yeah, well, I love Die Hard, and I love Christmas. And if you've seen our A Merry Murder Mystery, it's a little bit of a play on Die Hard.
A little bit.
Well, it's a big play on Die Hard. It's,
I'm Bill Clay.
Right.
You're Ellis. Yeah, no, it's...
Yes, so we've embraced it. So
almost ironically because of the conversation about Die Hard, but yes, we play the same song that plays at the end.
Yeah.
You know, Argyle's in it, if you guys ever seen that.
Nakatomi Consulting.
Limo driver.
Yeah, I mean, it's littered with Die Hard references. So John McClane, I mean, it's a parodies, not exactly, but because there's no, whatever. Just see the show, December 19th and 21st at the Improv and McGoobies. But I pointed out to her, and then I said this actually on Facebook, Die Hard was released in July of 1988, July, like they do with all the Christmas movies. Which, Robbie, how many times have you ever done the anger emoji? Because you know you can like, you can laugh, you can sad, you can heart, anger. He responded with anger.
Well, I'm not on Facebook anymore, but I don't think I ever did it when I was on Facebook.
I think I've done it, and it's like, this guy raped me last night. That's the level of, that's literally what I've done it.
Yes, because the guy's face is red, it's got a scowl, whatever that emoji is, yes.
Yeah, or it's like, I told a joke, and the comedy club fired me because that's I'm passionate about that, so I'm angry. Mm-hmm. And Robbie did it, and he said, It's a Wonderful Life was released 2 weeks after Christmas, after in all caps, what's your point? So, I mean, obviously you know my point, I would think, that people don't release things in July for Christmas.
It does seem strange to release something in July. Now, January, the 2 weeks later, that also seems a little strange, but clearly a lot less strange than the dead of summer.
Right.
Will you agree? Okay.
Yes. So my main point is the studio, who pours billions of dollars into this, didn't market it as a Christmas movie.
So
no, they did not.
I will say this. Die Hard is actually not a Christmas movie. It's not about Christmas. It just happens to occur during Christmas.
Right.
Now, the last time somebody said something about it, I made the argument that it was.
Right.
Because of Christmas music and, you know, it's snowing and, you know, whatever. So I do that, but...
He's there to see his family for Christmas.
I made that, but no, since the fact that the only reason that we know it's Christmas is because he has to go there for Christmas or he can't be at Nakatomi Plaza when the terrorists come.
Right.
It could have been, he could be there for any reason.
Well, I said it to Wanda. What if he went there because they're having like some company anniversary party? And it's the same deal. His wife's there. She's going to be getting some award or something. And, you know, his kids, it's summer school. Or summer, they're off. I don't know. They could have done the movie without the Christmas element.
Can you can you name another movie that Bonnie Bedelia is in other than Die Hard 2?
No.
I can name two others. Robbie, can you?
I cannot name any. I watched that. I'm not getting off the topic. I watched that, the shows that made us or the movies that made us.
Yes.
Thing about Bonnie Bedelia looks nothing like Bonnie Bedelia.
I know. She looks nothing. Yes.
I guess she looks bad is my guess.
She doesn't look that bad. She just looks completely different.
So, okay. Why? Explain your anger.
Well, hold on. Let me just tell you a couple movies.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
She was in Heart Like a Wheel, where she played drag racer Cha-Cha Muldowney.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Not a Christmas movie. She was also in Presumed Innocent, where she's with the great Harrison Ford, and she's actually the killer in that movie.
Nice. Yes.
All right. Anyway, sorry. Go
ahead.
Spoiler
alert.
Yes. If you haven't seen it yet, I guess. Get right, rush right out and see it.
Tommy Cimbazzo's upset. That's a deep reference. Robbie, explain your anger.
Well, my point was that, I mean, I know when I say, what's your point, I'm saying it with my tongue in my cheek a bit, but Die Hard was never marketed as a Christmas movie, and it was never intended to be a quote-unquote Christmas movie, but it has become a Christmas movie. The same with It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life was never marketed or intended to be a quote-unquote Christmas movie, but it's become that because over time people have embraced it as a Christmas movie, and the fact that we're even having this debate means it is a Christmas movie.
Well, do they show it during Christmas? I guess they do now because,
yes,
ironically,
exactly. It's turned
they
into
do,
that
right?
Now.
Do that. See, you know, the thing about this debate is that I'm okay with that point.
By the way,
I'm not passionate. I like Die Hard and I like Christmas. So if it if you feel a Christmas vibe about it,
yeah,
I like those feelings. So I just, okay.
Well, it's funny because I said, do they show it during Christmas? But they show it all year round because it's fucking awesome, right?
Yes, true. It's watchable anytime, unlike most other Christmas movies. You don't want to watch other Christmas movies any other time of the year, but that one you'll watch all the time.
Do you?
Which makes it even better. Why? That's why it's the best Christmas movie.
Well, no. If you can watch it any time, then that's more of an argument that it's not a Christmas movie, but we'll get there in a minute. Do you know who absolutely fucking, when Die Hard came out, this person, you know this person, was fucking nuts for Die Hard. I bet it was this person's favorite movie at one point in time.
Former show announcer Tim Moran.
How about Robbie Robinson?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I saw it three times.
Loved
the
Die Hard.
So did I.
When it came out. Yeah. It came out before Back to the Future. Robbie, was it ever your favorite
movie,
Die Hard?
Sure, it was 88, I think.
No, 88. It came out after Back to the Future.
Oh, it did? Okay, then it never was his favorite movie. But man, Die Hard, it is a fucking masterpiece, Die Hard.
No, it really is.
It holds up.
Everything works. Mm-hmm. Everything about that movie.
And I say that, you know, I know people might not like this, but I believe that Alan Rickman in Die Hard is the best bad guy that there ever was. I think he's better than Darth Vader. He's better than Jaws. He's better than Henry Fonda, which Robbie's going to mention that nobody's fucking seen.
Right.
Yeah, he's better than all
everybody
of
knows
them.
That spaghetti western. You're out of the loop on that.
Well,
that's
Rob doesn't
movie,
know
yeah.
even what I'm fucking talking about.
Easy Rider? I don't know.
Right,
Once
exactly.
Upon a Time in the West, it's a spaghetti western with Charles Bronson and Henry Fonda. You got to watch it.
Well,
it's
the
a
thing
great
they,
fucking movie.
The thing they talk about in that movie is that made us, which is on Netflix now, is that, I mean, Alan Rickman wasn't like some real known actor.
No, I don't even know what he was in before
and
that.
And Bruce Willis wasn't considered an action star or anything. No. He wasn't even a movie star. He was a TV star.
Yeah,
that movie was offered to everyone before Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Who else got offered that role, Robbie? Do you know?
I do know the first person who was offered it.
Who?
Frank Sinatra.
What?
Yes, because this movie was originally written as the sequel to this movie that Sinatra starred in.
God, how bad would that have fucking been?
I think contractually they had to.
Correct.
You know what's funny is that...
And by the way, he was, you know, in his 70s. I mean, he never would have said no. It would have never made any sense. But I think they had to ask him.
Just think if he said he would have done it, he would have had this career resurgence. It still would have been a good movie, right? Although, God, I don't know how you... Well, do it with...
How could he do physically? Yeah. How could you buy these
How's
stunts?
He gonna be jumping down the fucking elevator shaft?
It would be a musical.
Yeah. I don't know.
The movie was retooled specifically for Bruce Willis once they, you know, got him in the role.
I'll tell you they what. Whoever wrote that movie, they have some fucking great lines in it.
Got written and then it got rewritten. I mean...
Correct.
Yeah, it's watch this, the movies it made us. It's pretty interesting.
I'm not just talking about the, you know, yippee-ki-yay motherfucker. I'm talking about when he's like, you know, it's a great suit. It'd be a shame to ruin it. Yes. I read the article in Forbes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All those, everything he says is so fucking, oh, God, fucking great.
It is.
And I even love the sequel, the second one.
I mean, I don't love it.
Love the second one.
You just like that James from Good Times is on it.
Yes.
What's your top, what's your Mount Rushmore of movies with James from Good Times in it? He's in Coming to America. Yeah, he's only, those are the only ones I know. Coming to America and Die Hard 2.
What's on your Mount Rushmore movies with a plane hijack angle? Because Die Hard 2 has that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was the movie with Harrison Ford as the president?
Yeah.
Air Force One.
Air Force One, yeah. There's also one, is it the same one where Steven Seagal, he's killed like in the very beginning
yes,
of it?
Yes, I know what you're
is
talking about.
Is that Air Force One or is that
no.
a different one?
Isn't there another lead?
Yeah, I believe the other guy who is, used cars, what's that guy's name? You know, Escape from New York.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Isn't he he's the star of that movie
about.
I'm referring to.
I know
to,
the
yeah.
one you're talking about.
Also in that movie, whatever that is John Leguizamo.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Is also in
How
that.
How about that movie. Wesley Snipes movie, Always Bet on Black?
Oh, yeah, that was the sequel to, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't. That was U.S. Marshals is the sequel to The Fugitive. The Always Bet on Black is called, but it is a plane hijack, yeah.
What was that movie called? With
for the record, Die Hard is a Christmas movie and RoboCop is a comedy.
RoboCop is hilarious.
No, I do love, I do love RoboCop. But I know Robbie loves RoboCop, but RoboCop's not Die Hard.
Executive decision?
That's
that
exactly
that?
It. Okay. It's executive decision. Yes. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
All right, good stuff. So Will you make a point to watch Die Hard this holiday season, Robbie, or have you
probably
already?
I've seen it a couple times already this year. But
oh, I'll bet I've seen Die Hard 100 times, or a piece of it.
Yeah. I think we watched Christmas Vacation last year again, and I still loved it. I mean, that scene where they bring out the turkey, and it's so dry, and they're eating it. And, I mean, a lot of that holds up.
Katie also loves Christmas Vacation. I like Christmas Vacation. It's not A Christmas Story to me. A Christmas Story is that's the...
I don't know if I've even seen that.
Well, you need to fucking see that.
I do.
That.
Are you right?
Robbie, what's the best Christmas movie? I guess It's a Wonderful Life, he's going to say. No, sorry, Die Hard. Die Hard is his favorite Christmas movie.
It used to be It's a Wonderful Life for me. It used to be. But What's a Wonderful Life is so long.
I haven't seen that either.
That's a
great
movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, that's dated a little bit. Mm-hmm. But A Christmas Story is fucking great, man. It is.
What about Miracle on 34th Street?
No, I wouldn't even watch that.
It's okay.
It
Is Love Actually a Christmas movie?
Yes, that's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, and I like that. It's fine.
Yeah,
I doubt I'd watch it if it was on.
If it comes on, I usually
just
watch
Love Actually.
Just for the song. You know who's the, I mean, there's a lot of different little vignettes or whatever, or stories woven in there, but Rick from The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the one who holds up the signs at the end.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more. Maybe there hasn't. I haven't seen it more. You know, him doing that to zombies, like a Walking Dead Love Actually
like
combo.
Yeah. Robbie would be deciding whether or not it was a Christmas or a horror movie. By the way, Quality Time, which is the show that Eric Woodworth from Die Laughing Productions does with his brother Jeremy.
Yes.
They what they do now is all they do is kind of go through campy movies. That's basically what the premise of it is. And they, Robbie, have you ever heard of the movie Santa's Sleigh?
No. It's spelled S-L-A-Y.
The premise is that Santa lost a curling bet. He had to get this.
Curling?
Yes. He had to get
the
this
Olympic
stone
okay.
closest to this hole. And Santa was so confident that he went first. But Santa's evil.
Gotcha.
And so.
I'm looking at it right now.
His curling stone went right on the edge. And so then the next guy comes, just knocks it in, and the stakes were, I can't remember the guy, he lost his soul or whatever, if he won. But if Santa lost, he had to, like, bring joy and gifts to the world for 1,000 years. That was the idea. But the 1,000 years were up during this, when this movie, and of course he's evil now, he's killing people and everything.
It Do you want to guess who plays Santa Claus? It's a former...
I watched the
professional
episode.
Wrestler.
I listened to the episode.
Do you know Robbie? A professional
wrestler. I don't
wrestler.
Know if Robbie even knows who this person is.
You might not.
No.
It's Bill Goldberg is the who plays Santa. But anyway, the point is that when they were talking about it, it sounded fucking hilarious.
Right.
So I don't know what it has on Rotten Tomatoes, probably a 12% or something like that. But it sounded incredible. So I don't know how to get it. That's the thing. Although well, now that they have Disney Plus,
you can watch on Prime Video, rent or buy for $3.99. I don't believe it's on Disney Plus, which, Robbie, you are a new
subscriber
to Disney Plus. You're enjoying it so far?
I hate fucking Disney Plus.
All right, well, let's take a break and come back. Why? Who can hate it? Only Robbie. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Hi, this is Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, and I'm here to tell you about the most hysterical, amazing, and festive show I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. It's called A Merry Murder Mystery, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the guys who brought you The Newly Dead Game and Sing for Your Life. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. There's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Two shows December 21st at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So Robbie, he hates my Facebook post about Die Hard, and now he hates Disney Plus.
Did he give it an angry emoji? What? Why do you hate it, Robbie? But let me, before you say that, okay, we can tell you why you hate it, but is there something that it doesn't do that you were expecting?
There is a major thing that it doesn't do.
All right, go ahead. You're on your soapbox.
They don't have fucking Spider-Man.
They don't own Spider-Man.
They don't own it, Robbie. That's, what are you supposed to do? They don't own Spider-Man.
Well, I never even thought about it. It's in the Marvel universe, and so they have Marvel, so I figured they would have it on there.
That's the that and the Incredible Hulk with, what's his name is the one.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch Incredible Hulk. I want to watch the Spider-Man Far From Home.
But hear me out if I could. that's your fault, right?
Yeah, it's yeah,
if no, you
it's
didn't know fault. They didn't own the rights, that's not really so, their fault. Okay.
No, you're right. It was dumb of me, but I did ask somebody. I said, "So Spider-Man's on there, right?" They said, "Yes," but that's you're right. I didn't look into it, but I don't know what else the fuck I want to watch on there. I watched Endgame. I watched Endgame. Loved Endgame. Fucking time travel. That's all. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
I've been watching Endgame again too. You know what? I think the first half when I saw it in the theater, I thought it was too silly. And then once they, you know, get the stones and all that crap, and then everyone comes back to life. The second half I loved, but I still watching it again. I still think it's so silly in the first half. Thor's gained all that weight. It's just
I love it.
I know, but you have to pick an angle. Are we going? Is it heavy? Is it really? Because you know
the end of the world.
Because what's her name's suicidal. Scarlett Johansson. She's all upset, and then the rest of it's silly, and it's like. Okay, I know there's always that balance of it. There is humor in it, which I'm fine with, but it got a little too silly.
Okay.
Well, let me say this because, I mean, it's tough to debate Endgame. It'll end up being the number one movie in history.
But the fact that they tied it all together and all those characters, I think it's a remarkable achievement, and I still enjoyed it. But having watched it in the theater and thought that and then watching it again, I was like, you know what? I do think I should just fast forward to when everybody comes back and then the fight is on.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Disney Plus.
Well, I don't have kids. There's nothing else I'm going to watch now.
Well, that's the thing. It's so weird. You got it and you paid for it.
Yeah.
So what's interesting to me is the only thing you wanted, you still wouldn't get it to see one fucking movie, right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
You can just own that movie for like two months of buying it.
Yeah. Sure. My plan was, no, well, see, I got a bundle again. I got a bundle with Hulu included. So my plan was to watch Endgame and Spider-Man and watch The Handmaid's Tale season 3 on the Hulu and then cancel.
I am watching a show on there and I don't know why I'm watching this. And I'm now on the 5th episode.
And you're annoyed.
It's a Disney original. I mean, you wouldn't watch this if somebody paid you.
What is it?
It's called Encore. It's not stars, but it's created by, what's the chick from, the Ted Danson show where they go to hell or go to heaven. With Dax Shepard is her.
The Good Place.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, that actress.
Oh, yeah. The Dax Shepard's wife. Yes. The girl from Frozen, Kristen Bell. Geez, sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. So although she's not really in it, she's in the first one, just welcoming people. She starts every show. Basically, they take a high school, that did, a play, some famous, you know, Annie Get Your Gun, Grease, you know, all the standard.
Right. Hello, Dolly.
Yes. And then 18 years later, 12 years later, 25, whatever, they bring them back to do it again.
Oh my God.
So it's like a high school reunion and everyone's catching up. And then they bring in like actual, like a few actual real actors.
Oh, it's like a documentary.
It's a 1 hour thing.
Oh, God.
And then they have people getting over. Well, in high school, it's kind of like what you talk about in the friggin' bonus show about, I didn't think you liked me in high school. You know, there's all that shit.
Right, right.
And then this guy's now, he's gay, but he didn't come out yet, and there's all that. And then they're going over the fucking play. They have like an actual director who's been in Broadway and an actual musical director, and they're horrible. And then suddenly they do the fucking production and they nail it. And I can't understand how. Because they have 5 days to do this whole thing.
Oh, here's why. First of all,
I know they edit out every mistake.
It's not that. You have a professional director. They already know the material somewhat.
Somewhat,
right?
You're right.
If I had to do Hello, Dolly again, you know, mm-hmm. Robbie and I were in Hello, Dolly.
You think it would come back to you?
Well, first of all, I wasn't very good anyway, originally, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
By the way, the director, her name was Miss Ferdiort.
Gotcha.
Do you remember that, Robbie? Miss Ferdiort.
See, they would bring her back, too, if she's alive.
I guarantee you she's dead as fuck. Yes, 100%. Do you agree, Robbie?
Wow, spoiler.
Do I agree that she's dead, probably? yeah.
After that show.
If I was to bet.
Yeah. I wasn't very good. I probably would be the same.
But I never was in like theater.
By the way, I was dancing.
So why am I watching this?
Do you hear what I'm telling you?
Yes, you were dancing.
And I was singing.
You were
dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, I was doing that.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Right.
They cast me to do that.
Maybe you can get an encore season 2.
I had the third male lead. You know who the second male lead was?
Dave Wilkerson.
Robbie. We were singing and dancing. Swear to God,
is there video of this?
There is.
Oh, we have to find
Robbie,
this.
Do you have it?
I'm not sure if I... Yeah, oh, I do have a video cassette if I could transfer it.
We have to make this happen.
Yeah, we need to watch this, Robbie. And I'm telling you, man, it was... I was just fucking atrocious.
Well, the reason they put Joe in it was because when you have two people vocalizing, singing together that have this family thing, it's a certain sound. They like it.
They like the sound of Robinson singing.
Yeah, it was a lot.
That's
like,
what they're going for.
We sound a lot like Boys to Men
when they wrote that musical. This
now
is what
my
they
voice
were
was
for.
Better because yeah. I hadn't reached puberty yet.
What are some of the songs you sang? Can you remember?
How about Hello Dolly? I'm sure I sang as an ensemble in there.
Joe and I's big number was Put on Your Sunday.
Yeah,
clothes.
Put on Your Sunday clothes.
How does that go?
It goes, Robbie, go ahead and sing that, will you?
Give us a
Put on your Sunday clothes. There's lots of world out there. Put on your brilliantine and dime cigars. We're going to find adventure in the evening air. Go ahead, Joe. You finish.
Nah, I'm good. So
you know the next line? Would you
Girls in white in a perfume, something we are light, the bright as the star. Yeah, that was it.
You guys are a candidate to go on this show in your high school. Your high school still exists, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. But then what about the dead lady? Is that going
to
be
It's
too,
not important.
Not important? Okay.
It's just you had to get 6 to 8 still people that are still around that rent it.
Yeah.
They bring them back to the area. They and you know what I want to start using for our... Go ahead.
You know why we can't do it?
Why not?
Because the guy who was the star...
Uh-oh.
The male lead is the one who called Robbie too late and they weren't friends anymore. That's the guy.
But we need that for the drama,
for
the show.
That's good.
It's perfect.
Robbie, tell him about when you hung up on him, didn't talk to him for 20 years.
Encore on Disney Plus. We're going to get you guys on this show.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus. Yeah. Never mind. We can't.
They don't have Spider-Man. I only redo Hello Dolly if Peter Parker is on the show next to mine.
Do you remember what our big line was where I took the low part and you took the high part? Do you remember it?
Yes. We won't come home until we kiss a girl. And by the way, I had to take the high part, and I, you know, my voice was pretty high then, but still difficult. If I tried to sing that now, it couldn't be done.
Well, that's part of the drama of a reality TV show. Mm-hmm. And you might meet Kristen, what's her name, Bell? Yeah.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's it, Kristen Bell. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. All right. yeah, I wasn't in theater, but I'm still watching this, and I have no idea why. I don't.
So there's two shows that
trying to get your money's worth, Robbie.
That I
watch. You're probably right, Robbie.
One's on Netflix. It's called, hold on. Hey, Katie! It was about this guy. He was a serial killer.
Okay.
This happens a lot with Katie and I, where we'll start watching a show, and it'll suck.
Yeah.
Katie will be out. She'll be like, fuck this. But I will, once I commit.
Yeah, Tawanda's like that. She commits.
Hey, what was the show that, remember the guy was a serial killer and he felt like
that was,
he was stalking this girl, but then he actually got to start.
You,
that's it. It's called
it's
You.
Coming Back.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
That's really
bad. I mean,
I haven't
seen the show, but I've
and
seen
it. And I watched it start to finish. And then the
but
other.
People love that. It wasn't like a.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. People
it's
like,
real bad. And then
about it.
The other one, which is, God, it is so fucking bad. Jack Ryan.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, my God. Is it
we're
bad?
Like 3 episodes in. It hasn't. The first season was really good.
It's corny, man. It's just such a fucking cornball. Everything is so cliche. It's like,
it's
okay.
Very cliche.
Yeah.
It is. Did you finish it, Robbie? You probably knocked it out, right?
Yeah, I watched season 2 of Jack Ryan. I enjoyed every minute of it.
You did?
I mean, I'm a sucker for just, that's my favorite genre is like the
it
spy
is,
action.
No, I, listen, the first
so
season.
So I'm going to watch it and
oh my
finish
God,
it.
Guys, it's so predictable. And I'm not
it
even,
is,
I'm not
I
trying
know,
to sound ridiculous,
I know.
But like, immediately when you see a hot girl, you're like, okay, well, he's going to hook up with this girl. Like,
yeah.
It's
yes.
not,
right.
There's not a real storyline.
Yes. Well, and then, oh yeah, how unbelievable is that? That fucking John Krasinski is able to hook up with a hot girl.
But in the beginning where he's trying to convince the guy that the boat fucking operator to come on another mission, and he says no and no.
Yeah, yeah.
Meet me at 7 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm done.
All right.
There
I'll
he
be
is.
There.
Right.
I'm the best boater in the world.
I come down the other day and Tawana's watching this movie, and she's like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. And I'm like, okay, well, why are you watching it? And she goes, I just got to finish it. So it's Salma Hayek. It's called Everly. It's very violent. Mm-hmm. She's in this apartment complex, and I don't know what's happening. People just keep trying to kill her. And every scene feels like, oh, it's over now. That was the climactic,
right.
Violent scene. An hour, 20 minutes later, it's still happening. And I'm like, how is this not over?
Is it like Todd Leatherberry's play that we talked about last
week? At one point, there's this big guy comes in with a dog. It's going to kill her, some pit bull. And somehow she has a grenade, and she throws the grenade. And the dog chases it. He goes, Sparky, that's a bomb. And they both die, you know. And it's super violent. And then I see, it's not that it just came on. It was on demand. It was free, but she looked at it.
She saw it out.
Clicked on it.
Yeah.
And started it. It wasn't like you're flipping and then you see Salma Hayek.
Man.
And that was a level of commitment. I was like, are you really? This is what you're watching.
Well, I will say this. If I go to the movie theater, I stay.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I've ever left.
Now, this one over here, she'll start looking at boots and shit on her phone and stuff. And she'll check out. But once I'm in there, I've committed. I paid the money. I'm in the recliner.
Yeah.
The recliner
helps now. It's much more comfortable.
I'm trying to think because I've stayed in some shit. Yes. I stayed in Hustlers. I'll stay in anything.
We left Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, I would have definitely stayed if you weren't there.
Me.
Yeah, she was. I looked down. She's looking at Uggs. What am I supposed to do? Right, stay.
Right.
I know. I can't stay. I can with TV. Last night I was like, let's watch this movie. I researched the ratings and it was like an 80-something%. I mean, I was out within 3 minutes.
What was that?
That movie we watched last night, The Report or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with Darth Vader's son or whatever.
Yeah.
What's that guy?
Ben
Adam
Solo.
Driver or whatever his name is.
Is he Ben Solo?
Ben Solo, that's it.
Ben Solo.
So, since we have Katie in here, let me knock this out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, let's do this.
So, this is like 3 years ago. Might even more than that. Katie had an idea. I think it was longer than 3 years ago.
Right around then.
Katie had an idea. Here's what it was. They were these little, I don't know if you call them mini hotels.
Pods.
Where all of a sudden, you know, hey, I'm tired. You pull over. You give $20 or whatever. You're allowed to sleep in this
thing. We talked about this on the air.
Yeah, we did.
I was going to say, didn't we talk about this on the air?
We did.
Hey, you
and everyone shit on it?
I think we came up with names.
So that's what I was going to say. So we talk about it, and we're all like, that's the fucking, who's going to do that? That's
a
fucking horrible idea. By the way, Katie had rules too. You couldn't fuck in it, remember?
Well, no, I mean, I said you could have a charger in there, it could have Wi-Fi, but all it is a bed. You don't get a bathroom, you know what I mean? There's a communal area where you can, if there's a restroom or whatever. It was just a little pod where you could go to sleep and you could pay by the hour to take a nap in there, and you could have them at malls if people want to drop their wives off and go take a nap. Like all these ideas.
It's a masturbation pod. That's
well,
really
I think
is.
That you could probably masturbate in it, but you couldn't go in there with somebody else.
Well, it's also like Lyft, right? Where you can review the person who stayed there, maybe.
Gotcha.
And you know what I mean? Like, I just thought it would be
don't
this
they have these
futuristic
in Japan?
Thing.
Well, we're getting there. Man, you guys are burying the leads, okay? So anyway, Katie, she messages me, Sleepbox.
Yes.
It's the exact thing.
Yes.
That she, now, by the way, this doesn't mean it's going to work.
Like, I've seen these in airports.
Yes.
What do you mean just...
They're a new thing. They have them at airports called nap cabs. They have them in office spaces. They're now putting them in their offices so people can take naps during the day and work longer hours. I mean, guys, this was my idea.
I've seen them in airports, like, for years.
Oh,
and
you have?
I've been in Germany and they had... Yeah, I've seen them.
Well, why didn't you bring it up then,
Because
Rob?
I didn't... I thought we were talking about you're just driving on the road and then you go to this place that's
It's like a port-a-pot.
Yes.
You just pull over and you sleep in it.
I mean, there's some really great places you could put this, but it didn't seem like anybody was into it.
Do you
agree?
Well, no, I shit all over it, so I guess I apologize, right? Unless it doesn't work, and then I stand
okay,
by
seriously?
What I said.
Like, you can't even give me a apology without being like, and then I'll rescind my apology if this doesn't work out.
I'm just qualifying it. This doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea, the fact that it exists.
But if it's profitable, that makes it a good idea.
You're actually, like, incapable of apologizing.
Why?
Or saying that I'm right.
No.
You have made every roundabout way of saying it.
Well, no, I don't know if you're right.
You are moving the goalposts, though.
Yeah, I am.
Well, if they're doing this now, that would imply
but I
that
never
it's a good
said,
idea.
Well, no, I never said.
They got funding. They've gotten investments.
I never said nobody will ever do it.
Right.
Although I wouldn't have thought that. If you would have asked me, I would have said nobody's going to do this. But are they really doing what she suggested? Is it like on Ritchie Highway?
Well, they're talking about all these... Okay, so not on because Highway. I said one area where they would put this exact concept. Highway, just... So the concept itself is exactly the same. It's just the area they put it in was different. I mean, it can still go in any area. Great. I'm going to have to wait another 3 years now for one to pop up somewhere in Glen Burnie for you to be able
I don't
to
see
say it's
Glen
a great
Burnie.
Idea.
Hey, I'll be long dead by the time this thing takes off. So, you know, I think about that too because, you know, Uber had this great idea where instead of going to a cab, it's just going to be your car and we're going to just create this piece of software. And really, we just own the software and money just pours in and it's really you're the one. And then they start trying to find other ways to make money. Now they're selling drivers' cars. It's working, right?
My buddy Brandy Goldeisen had this idea for Uber 25 years ago.
Really?
He said, what if there was a cab service? You can order. They pick you up in their car, and you can order a nicer car if you want to pay extra. And all that's a stupid idea. No one's going to just want to go to some stranger's car because there was no Facebook. There was no way to, like, prove this wasn't some psycho.
Right.
But he was right.
Which he's also right about them not being able to prove that it's a psycho.
Right.
Because people are just getting molested nonstop.
Right, but back
cars.
Then it was even less. There was no Facebook or.
But what's funny is that what happened was Uber ended up being a great idea and it worked.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden somebody else goes, "Oh, I'll just fucking take your idea." Now Lyft, I use Lyft.
Yeah.
I use the other one, who just stole the other person's idea.
What's the next one?
That's what I'm saying. Why don't we just do it? Why don't we just have another one?
What's ours do? Can you take a nap in it? Is that
you can do nothing
doing?
Different. We promise you won't get raped. The only thing we do, we ensure
can we make
your safety.
That promise?
That's it.
Well, didn't I have an idea recently? You're going to shit on it. Because I actually don't think it's that great. But
can't wait.
Where you get picked up for work in the morning and you can exercise in the vehicle. So someone's driving you to work like Lyft, but you're in the back on like a Peloton bike. But you're like safely in there while it's driving you. When we have self-driving cars, they're going to have that where you can exercise while you're in your self-driving car.
So
what if it's like Flintstones and you're actually driving the car with your feet?
You're
just running and you're walking.
I know this sounds crazy, but the world is going away where they're trying to figure out how you can get the most productivity out of the hours in a day. So if people are like, oh, I want to do this, but I have this, this, and this, that's how inventions are created.
So I know, I by the way, I don't think it's a horrible idea. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make it work within the amount of time that there is a commute and then also shower. You know what I mean? Then getting ready. Here's why I
and
say
the
that.
Space of the vehicle that you need.
Right. You're going to have one of those things, you know, that they put those billboards on that drive down the road.
Did you think that drones would be delivering your Amazon packages to your front door in 10 hours?
Yeah, I thought that.
Really?
I mean, you don't want to show up to work sweaty. I mean, what?
Well, I hear you. But look, we're also, you know, again, we've figured out harder things to figure out. Do you agree?
No, we have. Right. We've learned.
Oh, no, I think
the moon.
We could figure it out. I don't think the technology is.
I don't think we can figure it out.
Is the roadblock. What true. About a Netflix or a streaming service where it only works if you exercise enough? Like, you have to burn enough calories to go to the next show.
I tell you what, that really is the issue. You think about, like, people were definitely in better shape. Because, first of all, you know, you even go back 150 years, food was a lot harder to obtain.
Yeah.
You literally had to work all day, some people, in order just to sleep and go back to work so you could sustain life. Now, we have so many things doing the work that used to take thousands of people to do. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot more free time than we've had, and we're taking that free time and we're entertaining ourselves with that free time.
But God, people are working longer hours than ever. Ever.
They are?
Oh, yeah. No, the 9 to 5 doesn't exist anymore.
You're right, but I'll also bet you people are less. Let me ask you this. Maybe not you. How much of your time of your day do you spend fucking off?
Don't ask
me. Are you asking me or?
I'm asking.
Maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah, as I was saying, I'm probably fucking off 2 out of the 2 hours. Now, I get to work at 7.
Yeah, you work a 10-hour day.
And I'll also work tonight. You know, right. I'll do 98 Rock work tonight, but I also spend time entering things into the computer. So I do, but, you know, like, I've sent out like 7 tweets today. Maybe than that.
But part of that is, I mean, that is sort of your job.
It is. You're right to make sure that I'm somebody who's entertaining people and socially in the social media world. You're right. Yeah. That is part of my job.
But that's not why you're doing it.
Hold on. You didn't used to do it.
No.
You're doing a lot more now.
You do it because you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. I do. Let me just say this. I do have a responsibility to be vocal on social media if I want to maintain my position as a personality in this area. I need to do that.
And you're, I mean, our income at the murder mystery is tied to people buying tickets.
Right. So I do.
Promotion. And.
But Katie's right that I obviously, if I say something that I think is funny and then it's consumed or well received, yeah, I mean, I do take some pride in that, but probably just the same way that I would take pride in my work if I, my day job, or if I had a good broadcast, or if I, you know, or if we had a great murder mystery, I'd probably do the same.
I think my point was that you're not saying like, oh God, I have to hurry up and I have to put a tweet out right now because I want to make sure
you're
staying
right
relevant. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just more of that's kind of who you are. You sort of enjoy entertaining people. So it works out that way.
It does. It does. I guess you're right. It's a, hey, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life or whatever. But no, I mean, it feels like work sometimes and then sometimes it doesn't. How many times during the week do I say, oh God, I got to do my Ravens prep? How many times do I say that?
Multiple times every day.
Yeah. I say it all the time because it's a chore. I have to. It's really your fault. Because the All Things AFC North segment was yours, and then you don't do it.
We don't have to do it in the playoffs. Well, unless the Steelers are in it. So.
I mean, you're right. I don't have to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Although, I wonder if I would still do it. It's funny you say that, because we do a segment that we do with Paul Charchi, and he's a fantasy football expert, okay?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
It's my favorite segment. It's my favorite segment. And the guy, I really like the guy who, maybe I like talking to Jerry Sandusky the most, but I think one of those two is my favorite segments, right?
Yes.
So when as the season goes on, fewer and fewer people are participating in fantasy football because the playoffs go and there's less. At first, your league cut in half, then it's cut in two thirds, then it's cut in, you know, whatever. And my radio partner, who doesn't have the same interest, he doesn't play fantasy football, he's like, should we stop doing this segment now? And I'm always like, well, stop doing it if either A, the segment isn't entertaining, which it is because I'm investing time in it because I enjoy it, or if you have something else to do instead.
Right. We have to replace it with something.
That's what
just
I'm saying,
funny.
Which we don't.
Right.
We don't have it.
And it's working. Why stop? And you're coming up in the playoffs. Those
are
the most
important
time of the year.
Of course, people do care.
Yeah. By the way, you know what? Let's take a break because we have a story. And I know you're not a fantasy football fan, Robbie, but you'll enjoy.
You'll love
it. We had a friend of ours that lost in the worst possible way. Rob and Joe, be right back.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show with Joe Robinson and Rob Mayer. Here's a word from our sponsors.
The best.
Ladies and gentlemen, Die Laughing Productions and Magoobies Jokehouse present a very special New Year's Eve event you don't want to miss. It's a brand new comedy murder mystery called The Final Countdown. You're at the star-studded gala thrown every New Year's Eve by billionaire Beauregard Buford Dubois III. But before the champagne pops or the ball drops, a body does. It's now up to you to solve this hilarious whodunit before the clock strikes midnight. The Final Countdown stars me, Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock, and as always, our side-splitting cast of misfits. However, the real stars of the show are you, the audience. We have several volunteer roles available, and all of you will get a chance to solve this hilarious whodunit. It will be a New Year's Eve you won't soon forget. This will be our only performance, so get your tickets now. Open bar and champagne toast are included. Dinner, DJ, and dancing, plus all-inclusive packages with overnight hotel accommodations are also available. Please visit magoobies.com for more details. Let's make this night the best night of year 2019 and bring in 2020 with plenty of drinks, laughs, and a murder to solve.
One night only, New Year's Eve at Magoobies Joke House in Timonium. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Wait, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Is that really Chris Restivo?
It is, yes.
It's not Eric doing Chris Restivo?
No, but here's the thing. Robbie's going to put a commercial after that, so people are going to have to, you know what I mean? Actually, you know what? This will probably make people do? Go back.
Good.
And click and hear Restivo.
It's worth it.
Yes,
it's
definitely
really not.
Is.
So our buddy Ken, I don't think we've ever mentioned him that much on the show, but back when we had our fantasy football draft, he drafted Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Chiefs, the number one fantasy quarterback going into the season. I guess he's league MVP. Anyway, great
50
player.
Touchdowns
right.
through last
so,
year. Yeah.
But he drafted him like 4 or 5 overall, which is you never do in fantasy football.
No, it's not a good decision.
Right. So we all, you know, shit on him. And then he started the year 8-0. So, I mean, I guess what can we say? Yeah, you have the best record. Well, anyway, he came back to earth a little bit, but he's still...
he lost his position as the number one seed, and he didn't get a bye. He had to play in the first round.
But of the 12 teams, he was one of the 6 that made the playoffs. And this past weekend, he played our buddy Phil, who we talk
former
about
landlord,
a lot.
Yes, former landlord Phil.
Phil's the smartest guy we know, we think. And is also smart in terms of stats and math and analytics.
He
and,
does know everything.
Right.
He really does.
And there is a degree of that in any sort of gambling. So they're having a particularly close game. It's playoffs, so the losers, the season is over. And it's coming down to this one game. The Steelers versus – no, excuse me. The Chiefs versus the Patriots.
Yes. Now, by the way, when this game is going on and that game is being played, Katie's next to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just staring at my phone and watching the television. And
It was like a Super Bowl was played. He was freaking out.
It was crazy. I mean, they were within like 2 points of each other, and it was just
– Right, and Ken has Mahomes, and Phil has their star receiver, Tyreek Hill.
Right.
So the way it works in fantasy, if you catch a pass, it's worth a little more than the guy throwing the pass.
Right. You get a half a point for the catch,
right.
And you get a point for every 10 yards receiving, mm-hmm. and you get a point for every 25 yards passing. So you get more points receiving.
So Ken is, and this is by the way, it's like a minute and a half to go. Ken is up by very little amount. New England is driving. They're down 7. So if they score, that means overtime, and that means more opportunities for Mahomes to score, also for the wide receiver. But there's a lot at play here, because right now, if the clock ends, Phil's going to lose by like a half point. So New England doesn't get it. It's a minute to go, and Mahomes, they just have to run out the clock. He does what every quarterback does. He kneels. He takes a knee. But you always take a knee backwards, which is a negative yard.
Yes, which is .1 yard is. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he kneeled for a yard and a half twice. Am I right about that?
3 times.
He kneeled 3 times.
First, second, third down.
First, second, third. And by the third time, he had lost by .04 points.
Yes. 113.36 over 113.32.
He lost by 0.4 yard. You understand? 40% of 36 inches. Somebody help me out. Phil, the genius, could do that. But he lost by about a what? What did he lose by? A foot?
Yeah. And it's
a foot and a half?
Sickening thing because there's nothing you can do. Obviously, that's the play. You kneel down as the quarterback. You don't hand off. There could be a fumble. And when you kneel, you go backwards.
But, hey, can I get some credit? So we were all texting about it because, you know, we were obsessing over it. I was the one that thought about the kneel down, which I can't believe. And I'm only bragging because the smartest person I've ever met is also in there. And he said.
And he's the one that with the game on the line.
The game on the line. And he said, I think I have about a 10% chance of winning this.
Joe is not involved in this at all, but he's somehow giving himself credit.
Well, I get credit. Rob will agree. I do get credit for being the first person in on that.
Yes.
Because it hadn't occurred to anybody.
You're the hero, Joe.
Well, no, it was going to happen regardless, but I said I'm bragging, which I am, but if it was Rob, I wouldn't be bragging. It's literally the smartest person that we know.
Yes, and he's the one whose game is on the
line.
Yes, he's
trying to figure out.
He's going to be thinking of every option.
If he can win.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, but yeah, .04. I will say this. If that happened to me, I don't know if I could recover from it.
What, are you going to kill yourself?
No, but I might not play fantasy football anymore. That might be the end of it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that might be.
How many times do you think that's happened by such a small margin in all of
fantasy
football?
Phil will give you the exact number. It can't happen that much. Here's why. Because the .4 can only come from a quarterback. You understand that those fractions can only come from a quarterback because you get 1 point for every 25 yards.
Well, no, it's rushing yards. It could be, and it could be any player with rushing yards.
No. The 100th place can only be done by a quarterback. If you look through the numbers, the 100th place will only be occupied by a quarterback because those numbers, as they're divided, will always be at the 10th place for a running back because they always give them yards. There's never a percentage of a yard.
Yeah, you do. You get 0.1.
No.
Yeah, I made the rules.
Hear me out. The 100th place.
Okay.
So the first place is a 0.1.
I don't think you're right. I think
you can just look
at the rushing.
All you gotta do is look at the score.
It's the same.
You will never see the 100th place. Just pull it up. You'll never see the 100th place occupied by anybody other than a quarterback.
Yeah, because they have passing yards.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So the fact that he lost by 0.04, that 4.04, that extra 0.04 of a point. That came from that can only.
But if a running back lost that same yardage, it would be the same thing.
No.
I see both sides.
No, a running back can only lose in the 10th place. I know this is boring as shit.
No. The rushing yardage are the same for each player.
Hear me out. I try to explain it to you. Okay. If you get 96 yards, you get 9.6 points. You can't go to the next decimal place with a running back. You understand what I'm saying?
You don't with the quarterback either. Yeah. The reason they have that is because their passing yardage.
I'm trying to tell you. The quarterback's the only person that can score in the 100th place.
I know, but at that point, losing 2 yards is the same if it's a running back or a receiver.
Everything you're saying, I get. All I'm saying is that those points in the 100th place can only be scored or lost by a quarterback. Those points, passing yards. So if you have negative passing yards, you can have it in the 100th place, but you can't have it in a running back. So if you look at the scores in I'm going to show it to you right now. You can cut all this out. See this? Look, we're here, Rob. See how the quarterback's the only one with something in the 100th place and all the others are zeros?
So
two away from the decimal point. Can only be scored by a quarterback. Every other position can only affect the 10th place and above. That's what I'm saying. So the fact that he lost by 0.04 points
I understand.
Is only it can only be attributed to your quarterback, which is who he took with the 4th overall pick too early.
Yeah.
I was about to call Phil.
No, I think I get it now. Even if I don't, I'm confident that you're right. So, but no, I think I actually do understand. But
you cut all that out.
It's probably, I don't know, of all the games lost over a week, is it 1 in 10,000, 100? I mean,
you look at this. If you take the numbers that are available, right? Mm-hmm. So there's usually 100 points scored in a game,
mm-hmm.
and it was all the way down to 0.04. So let's say, for example, you take the decimal place and you put it over 2, it's going to be 4 times in 10,000. So 1 out of every 2,500 times a game is that close. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, but it's not just that. You have to be playing against Mahomes.
Oh, no, you're right.
Close.
Yeah, you're right. Two teams have to do that.
Yeah. So
it's probably going to be 2,500 times 2,500. I don't know. Maybe there's going to be somebody smarter than us.
That's for Phil. But it'll never happen again in our lives.
No. But it was hilarious when it happened. Because I texted Ken today, and I go, man, that was pretty brutal, right? Of course, I'm sharing it with you guys,
of course,
right?
Yes.
And he goes, Phil has 13 kids. He needs the money. Meanwhile, Phil has one more kid than him.
Exactly.
2 to 1. Oh, he also has 2 kids. Me. Vegas has 3 kids.
He has 3?
Yeah, Gary's got 2 kids. Right. Everybody on the thread other than you has more kids than, whatever.
Anyway, this is our last show before Christmas, Robbie. Is that correct? I'm so confused.
We got one more show before Christmas.
So this is we're pre-recording this. This will be air on what, the 16th, Robbie?
This will be for the 16th, okay, and then we're going to do a live show on the 23rd, with Marcus joining us and Katie as well, and we'll all celebrate Christmas together.
We need to give a shout out to Gramps. It's his birthday. It is his 77th birthday. Correct, Robbie?
That is correct.
Okay, I inadvertently aged him by 1 year. Which I knew he wouldn't like because, everybody who sees him tells him he looks like he's 50, as he's well documented on here.
Does Walker Hayes know this, that it's?
She will. I can tell you that. I mean, seriously, I'm going to make a plea to Walker Hayes. No. Just show him your tits. You know what I mean? Can you just do it? I mean, give him the man his dying wish.
I think he's earned that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, as much time as he's put in feeding her ego, that's the least she could do, right?
I mean, that's very ladylike for Joe. And it is the season. It's Christmas and it's his birthday.
Just kidding, Walker,
yes,
in case you're listening,
you don't have to
but
do that.
Unlikely, yes.
Yes, we shouldn't do that, actually. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.